Welcome back, you beautiful, handsome, magnificent, energetic, charismatic, strong, affectionate, emotional, human, capable. I'm trying to find like some crazy words. I'm looking all over my room for like words to say. Encouraging, serious. Balanced, comfortable. Yeah. Hi, you beautiful human. Welcome back to another lovely episode of Breaking Barriers. I am so happy to be back. I am so happy to be back recording yet another episode of Breaking Barriers, and I am proud of myself for being back. I am just thankful and grateful for my support system and the people that constantly listen to my podcast and just want to hear my voice, because apparently I have a beautiful voice. I mean, yeah, of course I do. But apparently I have the voice to be on like a radio station or on TV somewhere, some way, somehow. But you know, in God's timing, God willing, I will be on TV somewhere, on a radio station somewhere, doing something like this for a long time. Inshallah. Cross my fingers, you know. Just gonna pray about it. We gonna manifest about it. We are just gonna put it out into the air, and yeah, be patient for the days that I'm getting 1% better. Anyways, hi, my beautiful humans. Welcome back. I know I already said that, but welcome back to another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers. Today's episode is going to be about uncertainty and how life is too short. I know I spoke about how life is too short. I want to say probably like the second episode, maybe, or third episode of Breaking Barriers. Season two. I'm not sure exactly what episode that is, but I will try and link it below in the description box. If not, then you already know what episode it is. Basically, I want to talk about uncertainty and how life just goes through freaking seasons and how life is just too short and how we literally just need to enjoy life. And I hate to say it, but like, take the fucking punches and you kind of just, you know, dodge it or not. Like, sometimes you got to get hit in the gut to learn your lesson. Unfortunately. Yeah. Okay. I don't know why that took it out of me, but I just really have been going through a good amount of stuff for the last 2 weeks. I know I told you guys that it was great. It was beautiful. It was lovely. I enjoyed my time with my family, and I still do. But this past week, me and my family have been going through a lot lately. I'm not going to go too deep into it, but those who know. That's exactly one of the reasons why I am doing this episode on why life is too short and why you literally just have to enjoy life every single day. And because you only live once. That is literally so true. Like, no matter how long, how far, how much shit you've done, you only live once. And y'all know I'm huge. Y'all know I'm huge about celebrating the big wins and the small wins and just having your support system there for you whenever you're going through bad times, even good times. But yeah, me and the fam have just been going through a good amount of stuff this past week, and I just, you know, thank Allah that we have each other for that support, and we always have each other for that support, and just lean on people that you know you can trust, and the ones that are going to be there for you, and the ones who are going to love you unconditionally, and through the uncertainty, uncertain times, unexpected times, they are going to, yeah, jump the gun for you. Pedal to the metal, get to you. Yeah, type shit. So basically what I'm saying is nothing is fucking forever. Nothing is forever. You have to live your life as like nobody's watching. Like live, and this is me talking to me as well. But there is a little bit uncertainty in that because, you know, sometimes you have your bad days, you have your good days. But I keep saying but because there is a but in like all these situations. Nothing is forever, and it sucks to say because you want certain things, certain people around you, certain aspects in your life to last forever. But in a realistic sense, nothing is forever. Basically, everything is temporary. You just have to live as if it is going to last forever. Your battery eventually dies, and you have to recharge it some way, somehow, but nothing's going to last forever. And I don't mean to say that in like a negative sense, but I mean, it's realistic. It is straight to the point. Although, you know, you have to get vulnerable sometimes in life and let your emotions flow. But nothing lasts forever, and you only live once. You have to live your life as if nobody's watching. Dance like nobody's watching. Literally take those steps. Do it in silence if you need to. Do it in silence if you have to. And present it to people when you want to. Make it loud. Put it on a billboard. Use a, what is it? A blowhorn? No. Megaphone? Yeah, I think so. Megaphone to announce that shit. So, you only live once. You need to enjoy your life as it comes. And just like the seasons we go through here in this world, life also goes through seasons. It definitely has its very cold moments, very gloomy moments, very sunny moments, very hot moments, heated moments, very subtle, very calm, very fall type vibes. And, you know, sometimes you just gotta get hit in the face with the spring and sneezing everywhere and just getting sick. Just sometimes you just get sick of life and you just don't know what to do about it. You just want to scream. But life goes through seasons. It's not always freaking rainbows and butterflies and having that pot of gold at the end. It's literally a process that you have to trust. And I say all those things to say that I am also working on learning and knowing that my feelings that are valid and my uncertainties aren't, was it, unrecognizable. They don't go unnoticed to a lot of people. And I am grateful that I do have that support system to allow me to, quote unquote, vent or allow me to have the space to set said emotions aside and just, you know, be there. And like I said, y'all know I've been like, I am a positive person, but lately I've just been feeling like really stuck. Because certain things have just been happening in life. Yeah, there are some good things that are happening, but like this past week, y'all, it was just really hit me. Like, but I know that, now I kind of really hate this saying. Everything happens for a reason, and not hate it. I don't hate it. I still believe in the fact that everything happens for a reason. But I'm not liking that saying right now. And I know that it'll get easier for me and my feelings and for those around me. But sometimes when I get stuck in my feelings or my emotions that I just don't necessarily know how to control, or something that you know, journaling won't help. Damn, I really think it's time for me to go to therapy. Not even like, this is not even like a make fun of myself laugh. It's like a for real type of like, I really need to go to therapy and talk to somebody. But this is my therapy. You guys know I love being vulnerable on Breaking Barriers, and having this platform has definitely helped me just reach different boundaries and break different barriers, breaking that fourth wall and setting aside the bullshit, talking about the bullshit, honestly, and just getting very vulnerable and deep down. But like I was saying, yeah, sometimes I just feel really stuck and like I don't really know like what my next move is going to be. And like I mentioned, if you guys listened to last week's episode and how I felt about pivoting and expanding my creativity and how I really want to relaunch my business for Seamless, but I'm not exactly sure where to start, how I'm going to relaunch it and like do the full rebranding. And I know it is definitely easier said than done to just do it and put it out there and start promoting it. But I am so fucking scared, y'all, to the point to where I literally will work on a design or literally come up with a mock plan, talk to manufacturers and everything. I've been working on my website to rebrand her, but this literally fear that is eating me every time I look at something Seamless, I'm just like, I don't know, y'all. I don't know if I can do it. I really want to. And that should be my motivation to go ahead and just put it out there. And it's not that I care about other people's opinions or anything, but I think I'm just really stuck in my own head. I think that's where my main uncertainty is. And like, I literally have a sticky note on my mirror that says, "Fear doesn't exist. Fear doesn't exist, Samir." And I should definitely like believe in that. But right now your girl is a little scared, and I feel like that is okay because my feelings are valid and I'm being vulnerable right now and my uncertainty. And the whole point of this podcast is that life is too short and that I just need to go for it and that I only have one life. So basically, once I save up a good amount of money, your girl's moving out of the freaking country. I have this very strong desire to move to London or Ireland or Switzerland or freaking somewhere in Europe. I just know that I want to live there for at least a month and try it out and see how I do with it. I also want to start this beautiful journey. It has something to do with travel. The people who know know, but you will see your girl traveling a ton, inshallah, God willing. But yeah, I just sometimes my head just feels so foggy, and that uncertainty really kind of has just been eating me up. But the positive person that I am isn't really allowing that side to overpower my positivity, my strength, my ability to surpass and overcome the amazing things that I have achieved in my life and the amazing things that I will achieve in my life. So I am definitely wanting to stay positive through the hard times, through the uncertainties, and just enjoy my life. And I definitely am, because some fun things have been happening in life. Happiness. Like I said, y'all, I am going to have a boyfriend this year, and I've worked on myself enough for the past years, honestly, that I've been going through these motions. I've never had a boyfriend before, but I've worked on myself to enough to allow myself to have someone else in my life, to attract the energy that I'm bringing to the table, to attract the person that I am becoming. That I have become, that I am becoming, and for me to learn about other people as well and learn about other people's energy. Like, y'all know I'm big on energy. So, yeah, I am growing in that avenue. I intend to grow in my career. I am still an executive assistant. I love it. It is very fun. I definitely am still a businesswoman. I'm working on my business right now as we speak, because Breaking Berries is a business. And I am doing great things in my life. I am responsible for my actions, my goals, my path, and more. And I am genuinely the only person that is holding me back. But this uncertainty shit is, it's scary. It's crazy. But I keep telling myself, I am fearless. Like, I am such a powerful woman. I am brilliant. I am courageous. I am beautiful. I can do hard things in life, and I will overcome this uncertainty, because at the end of the day, it's me versus me, and life is too short for me to be holding myself back from things that I am genuinely good at. Like, I am genuinely good at this whole editing, creating, strategizing. Like, I'm a creative. I am a creative, and I know that. Ooh-wee. But sometimes this ish can just really get in your head. But that's life. Life goes through seasons. This is all coming from a circle. So yeah, your girl is just about to be tapping into a lot of things in her life. And I am definitely striving to be more happy. Not that I wasn't, but I'm definitely striving more to be happier, more content, more like just allowing myself to own up to the shit that I definitely desire to do and just go for it. So if you guys see a post on Seamless by Sammy's page this week or this weekend, please show her some love. Please share. Please just watch out for your girl who is about to, you know, do good things for her business and is not chasing a dream. I am pursuing and I am building a dream and a business that is so desirable for me that I know is going to go places, as well as this podcast. So please, you guys, the love is there. I feel your energy. I feel it everywhere. And I just know that my energy that I am presenting into my life, into the seasons that I am going through in life, into the energy that I am placing amongst the people that are around me, and the energy that I'm placing in my future, which is so important. Like, you need to place that good energy into your future, into the future opportunities, into your future decisions that you make, into the future. Place great energy into the future and just see what happens. And I don't say speak good things into your life and see what happens for a reason, because I genuinely believe in that as well. Still do good things for your mind, your body, and your soul. So yes, I'm really glad I got that on my chest. But life is too short, you guys. Please, please feel free to, you know, reach out to me if you would like. If you guys want to talk about anything, if you're feeling uncertain about certain things, please let me know if you'd love to talk to me. But I just really have been feeling like nothing lasts forever. Like, nothing is forever. And that if you really just enjoy your life and allow great things to come upon your life, even within the craziest, worst circumstances, you will get through this. Because like I said, life goes through seasons. And even though like the most positive people have their bad days too. Bad bitches had their bad days too. That is so funny. I love that. But yeah, you guys, this episode is probably on the shorter side, but we really have no rules over here on Breaking Barriers. The episode can literally be 15 minutes long. It can be 30 minutes long, 45 minutes long. It can be an hour long. But I think this episode is going to be maybe like a 20, 23 minute episode, because I want it to be that way. And I've said all that I needed to say. And life is too freaking short. So I am pursuing my passions. I love my Breaking Barriers family. We are constantly breaking the barriers of societal shit that's going on in this world. We are facing our fears. We are getting vulnerable. We are showing our emotions. We are also staying responsible, accountable, and we are getting out of our comfort zones, and we are willing to go the extra mile, do fun things, make fucking mistakes, and do what we love. That's exactly what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing over here on Breaking Barriers. And Seamless is my baby. I love her. She's my girl. We are dropping something new with no fear. We are just doing it. We are going for it. And I have the most amazing support system out there in the world. No matter what I'm getting into, no, whether it's Seamless, Breaking Barriers, whether it's with my creative outlets, with working with executive assisting, like I am a magnet for positivity, money, brilliance, confidence, courage, charisma, capability, belief. Like, I am such an amazing person, and you are too, and you should live your life how you strongly desire and live it up. Go through the seasons with me if you like, and do the damn thing. All right. We haven't done a quote on the podcast in a long time, so I am looking one up right now. This is super cute. Be silly, be fun, be different, be crazy, be you, because life is too short to be anything but happy. Okay, this is a good one. Tomorrow's never promised, so love and appreciate the people who are in your life. Absolutely. Enjoy the beautiful things around you. Always. Life is too short to spend it at war with yourself. Damn, I need to hear that. One day at a time. Absolutely. Smile. Life is too short to be unhappy. Life is so damn short, so fuck's sake, do what makes you happy. Mm-hmm. A simple truth? We'll never have today again. Oh. And I think, my beautiful humans, we are going to end on that note. Thank you all for tuning in to another lovely episode of Breaking Barriers and hearing your girl talk about things in life. That's what we're here for. I love you all so much. Please, please, please do good things for your mind, your body, your soul. Speak good things into your life and see what happens. I love you, beautiful humans. Stay balanced. Manifest the fuck out of your life. Do what the fuck you want. Excuse my language, but do it. I love you all, and I will see you next week, inshallah, God willing. Much love. Mwah.